Well, welcome to another episode of the Partner Connection. We love to take technical topics and try and make them easier to understand and really try and hit on some topical, relevant topics that are happening right now for our partners. And today I'm delighted to be joined by my good friend, Frank Fitigliano, who's the CEO of the Global Technology Distribution Council, or GTDC. And as CEO, Frank focuses on really highlighting distributor value, strengthening partnerships, and really the emerging and evolving landscape on how suppliers, distributors, and partners can really maximize their impact and opportunity. And Frank has consistently been recognized as a leader in the industry. He was inducted into the IT Hall of Fame in 2017, and he was also awarded a Lifetime Achievement Award by VAR Business. And Frank and I worked together during his time when he was at Dell. So I'm so excited to have you here. Hi, Frank.
Cheryl, it's great to be here. And I'm really looking forward to having the conversation with you.
I know. It's great to hear from you. So unfortunately, I was unable to attend just to a scheduling conflict, but you recently hosted your GTDC North America Summit. And I know that all our distributors attend and partners. So share just a few takeaways or headlines from the summit and really what you're hearing from your members.
So we had the event in February and we had about 50 vendors attended. Obviously, we had consultants and analysts and press and all of that. And it was a really good session for a day and a half. It's obviously a big networking event, but we had some excellent panels. And we had two really good speakers. And what they talked about was kind of noteworthy. And frankly, it was reinforced by a lot of the people in attendance. First was a speaker, Douglas Holtz Aiken, who was an economist. He used to be on the President's Council of Economic Advisors. And he talked about the macro economy. A lot of discussion about coming recession. Will it happen? Will we have a soft landing, et cetera? And he was pretty optimistic that even if there is a recession of some sort, that it will be pretty mild in the U.S. and that the business environment continues to be very strong. And what's starting to happen is that we're starting to see or experience very significant productivity gains, which are resulting in the economy staying strong when people are thinking it can't continue to stay strong. And he felt like the second half of the year would continue to grow. GDP somewhere in the 2-3% range is kind of what he predicted for North America. The second speaker was really interesting to all of us, and it was Crawford Delpreet, president of IDC. And he talked about the IT environment with the backdrop of all the economic activity. And again, very positive message. He felt like the IT growth this year would probably be in the 6-7% range, and that in the second half, there would be very significant upticks in the endpoint device market driven by AI and the requirement for AI-powered endpoint devices in addition to the normal refresh cycle, which will be hitting anyway. He was very bullish about that. And obviously, Cheryl, for Dell, that's a very significant forecast because of the markets that you all play in.
It's validating to hear, and you know, none of us have a complete crystal ball, but it really does align with the way we're planning and hopeful for our partners. But there's no denying that, you know, we'll talk about AI here in a little bit. It's consuming the conversation, but in and of itself is just poised to create a complete refresh opportunity, as you commented about the endpoint devices, but actually in the data center too. So it's a phenomenal opportunity for everyone and all of our partners beyond the fact that we've had kind of a protracted demand climate in the client anyway. So if you look at Windows 11, AI, et cetera, I would be aligned and agree with you. And it's validating to hear that. So, you know, when you talk to distributors, and by the way, our distributors have continued to be one of our fastest growth areas within our overall partner landscape. So they're a really strategically critical set of partners for us. And as you talk to them, you know, and they look at growth opportunities for both them and the partners they serve, what are you hearing? What are the key investment areas? What are the key strategic growth areas or horizons that they're looking to empower the solution providers and the partners that they serve?
As it relates to distribution, let me start with distribution with Dell. And, you know, one of the things, Cheryl, that you and I know, we worked together for a while there, is you kind of drove that implementation back in the 2013 time.
Yeah.
And that has turned out, I mean, you and I were very bullish back then on the opportunity, and that has turned out to be very positive, and that's great. And I've heard that from you, and I've heard that from your former team about some of the progress that's been made. But I'll tell you that everybody's feeling really bullish right now, and it starts with, you know, the distributors for sure, because they've got a ton of activity all related to sort of helping vendors get product into the marketplace and accelerate sort of the innovative technology that's out there. And they're doing it starting off with the implementation of their platforms and marketplaces, which are really becoming a significant productivity enhancement. So I mentioned productivity before, just kind of in general, that Douglas Holt-Aiken talked about. But what we're seeing from a productivity standpoint, as it relates to the role that Disti's playing, is that as they build these platforms, a lot of the activity that's out there, whether it be commerce, whether it be managing the ecosystem, whether it be solution aggregation, which, as you know, is a major part of what they do, and certainly services. And so what I see is a ton of opportunity that the distributors have as it relates to training and enablement, sustainability services, just a number of things that are in the process of or very far down through the ramp of implementation. And so they're very bullish from that standpoint. The services that they're providing to the solution providers are also becoming very, very key. Because as you know, the pick, pack, and ship and all the stuff that they've always done, that continues to be in place. And that's kind of the foundation of what distribution has done and will continue to do forever. Now what's happening is, on top of all of that, they're adding all of these additional services and capabilities, and it's all around the cloud, and it's all automated, and it's really adding to their capabilities, and it's beginning to differentiate some of the distributors too.
You know, they're just so well positioned. You know, as you said, they've evolved and enhanced their services, but they already were in a position where they're aggregating multiple vendors to deliver the end solution. And when you look at the rise of multiple partners being engaged in deployments or engaged in projects and initiatives, it really is kind of a natural extension with where they're investing in these marketplaces and these platforms that candidly are just automating and simplifying for the partners all the vendor management, right? All the solution portfolio choreograph. And it's really, really timely, particularly given with what AI is unlocking in the way of, you know, I've been in marketing for a while now. This whole holy grail of personalization at scale is really what they're poised really quite well to be able to deliver to these partners, which I think is pretty fascinating.
Let me make one additional comment on that, because you hit on a really important point that I probably should have mentioned, and that is they sit right in the middle. And what's happening is sort of the old school methodology of getting products to market was a lot simpler back in the day, right? It was the vendor to either a distributor or to a single tier channel player or directly to an end user, right? And it was pretty simple. It's far more complicated than that now because of what has evolved in the ecosystem, right? With SIs and ISVs and SPs and app developers. And what's happened is the distributor who sits in the middle of between the vendor and this ecosystem has taken on the role of what I call the ecosystem orchestrator. And they are really the only one in the industry that has the capability and the wherewithal to provide that orchestration service and support. And it's become very apparent over the last couple of years, and they're really embracing that role. And I think the point that you make is an excellent one, because that's exactly what's kind of playing out.
Especially when we were seeing such a surge, I guess, or early trend to the hyperscalers and the public cloud players, marketplaces, right? Like, okay, everything has to be present in those marketplaces. And will it potentially disintermediate, disrupt distribution? And I think what we're seeing loud and clear, it is absolutely the art of the and. Like, we will have both. And when you pull together the strengths and capabilities and expertise of these multiple partners, nobody can do it alone. Most of this is organically being originated by the customer. And these partners need all the expertise and the investment and the capabilities of these platforms are to help them aggregate billing, invoicing, not to mention when you get into subscription and consumption, right, on how you drive all of that. So I agree with you. I think they're incredibly well positioned and kind of been positioned there from the beginning. So now if you look at this AI, I'll call it a tsunami, just unbelievably fast. And it's just fascinating to me on all the opportunity and potential, candidly. But when you talk to your members and your distribution, you know, how are they thinking about it in the way of services that they can then help offer to their partners? I certainly have a vendor orientation on some of the work we're doing with some of them, but tell me kind of what you're hearing.
Yeah, I think the services piece is important. And over the last probably 5 or 6 years, because of the transition that we've seen in the digital transformation that we've seen, and frankly, the fact that a large part of what distribution now does is not just around the hardware, we're at the point where services and support and other activities that the distributor is providing are actually, on a percentage basis, larger than the hardware piece of it. So that transition has happened. And so as part of that, as it relates to AI, sales and technical resources to augment existing SP solution provider capabilities, you know, have been put in place, guidebooks. And, you know, these are the things that distribution traditionally has done to enable new and innovative technology. Of course, training becomes really critical to boost knowledge and capabilities. But I think the key ultimately becomes their ability to harness the data. The thing that people don't really understand is that the distributors are sitting on an incredible amount of valuable data that's been building up for 30 years, 40 years, and they've never really been able to harness that in the way that they're going to now with AI and AI capabilities. And so I think the next big wave we're going to see is, as part of the platforms that are going to be built, we're going to see just an incredible amount of support and opportunities that are derived from being able to harness all this data. And that's the piece that I think people aren't really understanding yet and really realizing. But ultimately, you know, instead of distribution being a support entity or mechanism, I think they're going to be on the forefront of helping vendors and their customers drive significant amounts of business, not by supporting it, but by providing data and insights into where they should be working and looking. That, I think, is going to be really a big change.
You know, I couldn't agree more, because AI is a phenomenal set of capabilities, and it will unlock amazing potential and value, but it's only as good as the data you apply it against. It's just software. I mean, it's algorithms and it's models, and it needs human oversight to ensure it perfects, but it definitely has all the opportunity for learning and training and all this exciting stuff. But how good is your data? You know, it's garbage in, garbage out. And one of the things that I think we are incredibly well positioned at Dell is we're really uniquely positioned to kind of help our partners and our customers along that journey And with the leadership position we have today in storage, that's where most of the world's data is stored. So how can our partners and our DISTI partners really help ensure our partners are well positioned to go do assessment services, right? Data management services. How do you prep your data? All of that is inherent in this multi-cloud reality we're living now, but it's critically important to position you for success in this AI frontier that we're all about to lean into.
It's a lot like cloud. 10, 12, 15 years ago, when we were talking about the advent of cloud, there was a lot of confusion around how it was going to evolve, how it was going to get monetized, who was going to play various roles. And I see the same thing right now with AI. I see it kind of playing out. You can kind of envision it's certainly incredibly powerful and the opportunities are endless, but it's going to evolve. And I think the people that are positioned where they are today and the folks that have been in the space and have been engaged in working those opportunities and engaged in what's happening in the marketplace are going to quickly evolve to areas that are going to be huge growth opportunities, and it'll be very lucrative because I think the margin opportunities will be really positive, particularly with the ability to drive significantly increased productivity.
I couldn't agree more. I think the one thing that I just observed that I'm still trying to get my head around is the sheer pace. It is accelerating. It's a bit daunting on how you keep up, and it's a bit insatiable, right? The better these capabilities become, the better these models are trained and you do more inferencing. You ask one question, you get an answer, and you have three more questions. So it's insatiable in the way you can get super granular. Most of these are very use case specific. I think this really is going to unlock this amazing trend we've been seeing around edge computing, because you're going to now have intelligence where the data is created. It's just going to be phenomenal, actually. And I think when I look at the pace, I think it's such a partner-centric motion, because our partners are so well positioned with either their vertical expertise or their workload software acumen and capabilities, or either their architectural capabilities. They help customers mitigate risk and accelerate time to revenue. And I don't think anybody can do it alone. And the market is moving so bloody fast. It's going to be a very partner-centric motion. So I think they're just incredibly well positioned.
And they've evolved over the years. If you think about the solution provider landscape and how they have evolved their capabilities, you know, years ago, it was essentially providing a product to a customer. And then over time, it transitioned to much more of a services and support sort of play. And then, of course, consumption models have come into play now, and they're in the process of adapting to that. And that's an area that, frankly, is probably underestimated, the transition that the solution providers have to make to be able to adapt to that, because that has significant implications on their business model. And it's incumbent upon vendors like Dell, for sure, and certainly the distributed community, to provide all the necessary tools and support mechanisms and capabilities to help with these transitions, because they're not easy, but they're being made. And it's now we're in a place where that transformation is ongoing, and it's just taken for granted that it'll continue to transform.
It's just the nature of our industry, isn't it? Everybody has to evolve to survive. And as more innovation comes and you get the OEM, whether it's hardware or software providers, we're going to continue to push the envelope on higher orders of integration. And the whole ecosystem has to evolve in the way of services and financial business models. And they're smart business people, right? They're absolutely evolving to where the innovation is, which is amazing. So, you know, as we wind down in time here, give us a little advice. Are there more things we at Dell could do that would be supporting both in collaboration, training, to just help all of our partners win and thrive and maximize the opportunity that we've just been talking through. I mean, we're a big, large company, and we've been working at this for a while, but there's always ways to improve. So anything you think vendors like Dell should be front of mind or could help the partners?
Yeah, I think, well, first of all, I think it's the understanding sort of the partner environment, right? And I think Dell's done a good job with that. And frankly, one of the things that I think all vendors need to do, all OEMs need to do, is really spend the time to understand what that partner's business model is, right? Because it varies by partner depending on sort of the space that they're playing in. And I think Dell's done a good job over the years of doing that. And I think we all need to continue that. So that, I think, is number one. Number two is collaboration. I think the collaboration piece is really important. Sharing ideas, providing feedback, encouraging communications. Some of the things that, you know, what you're doing now on a podcast with people from different walks of the community, sharing ideas and talking about various things. That's how partners learn. That's how they stay engaged. That's how they sort of understand. And also, it's really important that they understand your strategy. Where are you going? What are you thinking about? What changes are you thinking of making? You know, I know that Dell has had a partner advisory council in place for a long time, as well as a distributor advisory council. Those things are critical because we got to keep talking to each other, because to your point earlier, as quickly as things are moving, it's very, very easy to get behind. And this is an industry that 3 months, 6 months, you're not paying attention and a whole bunch of stuff has changed. So I think those are the keys that I can think of. And they seem like basics, but my view's always been, in times like this, when either there's a ton of opportunity or times are tough, communication and collaboration are absolutely critical.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, you and I could probably sit and have coffee and talk for an hour or two. We love this stuff and have been doing it quite a while. So as we kind of wind down and I summarize here, I have to throw you a curveball and put you on the spot. I like to close these with asking my guests, what's a fun fact about yourself? What's a fun fact that might not be on your resume, your CV, maybe your friends and colleagues wouldn't know?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, one of the fun facts for me is kind of where I started. My first job was flipping pizzas in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I had hair down to my shoulders, and we had this big picture window in this pizza shop, and I had one of those tight t-shirts, and I'm flipping pizzas in a place called the Purple Onion at 17 years old, I think it was, maybe 16. A lot of people don't know that, and hopefully there aren't any pictures from those days that are left, although there were a few at one point floating around. So,
oh my God, I love that. You know, Vitigliano, that's a good Italian boy working in a pizza shop. Making pizzas. I love that.
What else? Yeah, absolutely. And it was one of those neighborhoods that everybody was, you know, it was a walking, close-knit kind of a neighborhood, so place was around the corner from my house, so, you know.
And how's this for an odd coincidence? My mom and dad met at a bar in Denver called the Purple Onion.
Oh, you're kidding.
Kidding. No kidding, right?
That's pretty funny.
What are the odds? Exactly. What are the odds? Well, Frank, I love having you on here. Thanks so much for your advocacy in the industry, your friendship, your expertise, and thanks for joining us.
Absolutely, Cheryl. Thank you, and continued success.
Well, that was a great, fun conversation with Frank, and it's clear that we all thrive when we can collaborate and just share best practices and work together. And as this ecosystem evolves, our distributors continue to play such a pivotal role in the success of the channel, and they're uniquely well-positioned for what we all just chatted about on what's on the horizon and what's ahead. So happy to have Frank join us here.